This is the summer of transformation. You said that with enthusiasm. Well, I'm not with you there. Because do you know what transform means? It means to totally change. That hurts. That hurts. I mean, it really hurts. Are you enjoying it? Because I'm not. I am not enjoying it whatsoever. But what happens? What happens? I mean, once again, you look at the cocoon from the caterpillar to the butterfly. Now, look, I have two children. I have gone through natural childbirth. I'm sorry, guys. But it hurts. You know, and it was 25 and a half hours for Austin, 15 and a half for Mallory. It was not a pleasant ordeal. Well, that caterpillar goes through a very hard change to get to that. I saw one the other day and I was like, man, how can somebody not believe in God? When you see that ugly little caterpillar, because it is, you know, and then what they have to go through. You're going from glory to glory. You wonder what is that definition of glory to glory? Pain, pain, glory, pain, glory, pain. I mean, that's what it is for me. And there's a lot associated with that. So, I know I'm just all over the place, and you know what? I don't care. It doesn't matter. I can do what I want to do. I'm alive. That's all that matters, and God's using me. So if it's for you, if I say a little nugget, grab it. Put it in your pocket. You know, it's free. Free. It's free. So here we go. All right. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Well, that's very nice. I mean, let's just leave it there. Let's just take that, you know. Well, there's a lot. There's a lot, you know. But it says here, of whom? Of whom shall I be afraid? And then he goes on and breaks it down. He's so kind like that. Because then you're going, yeah, but you don't understand. Well, when the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh. Okay, now let's get a little piece of that here. Okay? We're what? We're spirit, we're soul, and we're body. So when somebody, I think about things. So when somebody comes to eat up my flesh, they're coming against me. They might be coming against me with word curses, slander, naysaying, backbiting, dart throwing. You know, so you look at that. My enemies and foes, they stumble and fail. Okay, so he just told you right there. If you just chill out, he's got it. He'll put the leg out, he'll trip him. You don't have to worry about it. Though an army, that's more than one. That's more than two. You got to break this down with me. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me Okay, so then it just went from naysaying and backbiting to they have targeted you and they are on a mission. They are on a mission to take you out. In this, I will be confident. Okay, these are words on paper. Are you going to take them? Because this is the living, breathing word of God, and let them come to life. You really need to survive in today's day and age, especially with the call of God on each and every one of you's lives. You're a very group of powerful people. You might be small in numbers, but it really doesn't matter. And that's what y'all need to realize, what God has for y'all to do for this city. It might be nothing more than as Paul walked by and the shadow healed people. I don't think, see, here I go. Okay. I'll just tuck this up here because, you know, I don't think that you're going to realize just exactly the anointing that you carry in Walmart, in the grocery store. It's not something you have to work up. The anointing's on you. It's there. Your hearts are huge. Ginormous. Ginormous. So it's like you might be physically few in numbers, but that really doesn't matter because all of you go out on a daily basis. And I just want to encourage you in that because it's not about, oh my gosh, I need to give a word to this lady. It's not. It can be your smile. That's all. He's not asking you to say anything. He's just saying, walk down aisle number 6. Well, Lord, I don't need anything on aisle number 6. I just need you to walk down the aisle. And he's like, you know, I really don't need anything. And I'm really in a hurry. Would you just walk down aisle number 6? I'm just really not in the mood to talk to anybody today. I'm just asking you to walk down aisle number 6. See, quit that. Don't be me. Just walk down aisle number 6. Walk past the lady who is so frustrated with her child. Walk past the guy who just lost his job and he never said a word. Just let the anointing splash on him. Don't even have to make eye contact. If you do, great. But you don't have to, because it's all about obedience. This is what this is. It's all about obedience. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek. Okay, here I go. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Okay, I am a question girl. How many of you are question people? There's nothing wrong with that. The world goes around because of people like us. Do you hear me? Where would the world be? Wondering. Wondering, wondering, wondering. Well, I wonder. Well, we don't wonder, do we? No, because we know, because we will ask. People need us. Just remember that, huh, Paula? People need us. Because when you put a, what do they always want? Well, wish Stephanie was here. She would have found out. Heck yeah, I would have found out. Because I want to know. And see, the rest of y'all want to know, but you won't ask. So keep your question, people, close to you. Okay. All right. To behold it, to inquire in his temple. For the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Okay, this is what I think. He plucks me up, and he sets me like right up here, and they're all down there, and they can't get me because he plucked me and he put me because he said he would. He said he would hide me. Okay, now that's nice. Hide and go seek, right? Hide. He will hide me. He will hide me. He will hide me. He will set me up out of reach. Can't get me. Ha ha ha. You know, I mean, you shouldn't do that. Don't mock. But it's nice. It's nice to know that you're hidden. It's nice to know that you're tucked away. It's nice to know that your daddy is all up in your grill watching out for you. Everything. Because they're after you. They're after you. And now, my head shall be lifted up above my enemies humbly around me. Okay, it doesn't say humbly, but I'm always working on that. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. There comes the goober dance. I will explain it to you in just a minute. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. I am a firm believer that a little goober dance can knock any devil. And the goobery, the better. So just remember that. If God says dance, the go-to is not, I can't. If God says dance, go for it. If God says do it, quit questioning. That's for somebody here. Quit saying, is that you? You hear your daddy's voice. You know when he says, do it. Quit letting the yeah but. Was that really you? Well, why would the devil want you to get victory? Why would he want you to get healing? Why would he want you to be an encourager? Why would he want you to gain life? and life more abundantly. He wouldn't. Remember, he's the father of lies. He just wants you. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal. Okay? It looks like I was a goner. Well, I couldn't, because it was a win-win situation. Either I'm healed here or I'm healed there. Done deal. The thing about it is I don't personally believe in a healthy, wealthy, wise theology. Why? Because the word of God that I read doesn't say that. He says, be of good cheer, Stephanie, that I'm going to have trials and tribulations, but he's overcome the world. He tells me that it's not all going to be pretty, but he'll never give me more than I can handle. And what Jesus did for me, which the passion of the Christ was phenomenal, but didn't even touch, let's be honest, what our Lord went through for us. So, I mean, okay. So let's look at it. Let's get a correct mindset, and let's start thinking of ourselves as valuable as we are. You're amazing. You're remarkable. You are, I mean, he really likes you. And when you dog yourself, get a vision, get a picture of this. Your daddy, God, is sitting on a throne, and the angel's going, did you just hear that? Did you just hear what she said? Did you just hear what he said about him cutting himself down? And God says, man, he's ditching my work. He's dogging what I created. Let me just remind you. He says he knows your frame. There wasn't like the world is. There isn't that one avenue of education that's the only way. One avenue of looks that's the only way. No. That's the world. And that's not him. And it's like, it's time this summer of transformation, to rise up and say, you know what? I have things I need to work on, but I'm pretty darn special. And if somebody walks up and says, well, really, I don't see it. Maybe it's time you make a list. If you can't make a list, get with a friend, because they'll make the list for you. See, there's always a way. So if you can't, you get with a friend, you say, hey, could you please just write down 5 positive things you see about me? And you can do the same for the other person. How powerful. If you need to look at it every day to remind yourself, look. Yes, none of us are perfect. Yes, we all have things we need to work on. Yes, we need to focus on that. But there needs to be a balance here. There needs to be a balance in focused on, it's kind of like, you don't want things to become an addiction. When you know you're addicted to something, it's because it causes problems in your life. How do you know someone's an alcoholic? They drink every day? No. They can drink one time a year. But when they do, it causes problems. Okay? That can be anything. That can be shopping, gossip. That can be gambling. It can be, you know, food. It can be anything. And it's balance. It's balance. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, oh, I love this part when he showed me this. When you said, Stephanie, seek my face. My heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. My flesh didn't say it. Did you catch that? The other day he showed me that, and I was like, oh, where did that come from? My heart, my spirit, but that soul, that mind, will, and emotion. Oh. So see, he's all up in it. He just exposed the heck out of it. Because you're like, oh, yes, yes, my heart will seek you. Your heart will seek him. Those old mind, will, and emotions, they're on down the road, aren't they? And it's like, oh, they left me. You know, so you gotta get it back in. You gotta know. You know, you've gotta. I know. It's like, was she supposed to be encouraging us? Because I didn't feel like that when I left. I really am. I'm here to encourage you. You just need, you know. I mean, I know it's kind of a balance between obedience and stuff. You know, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. Now, I know that being a parent, this could be offensive. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Okay. Everybody has to grow up. It's hard being a parent. I'm very blessed, very, very blessed. But just as my children have had issues, I've had issues. We're human, right? So it's the growing pains. So don't get hung up on that one. You know, just kind of take it like it is. I mean, he loves your mom and dad, or he loves you as a mom and dad. So I just wanted to clear that up. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path. Because of my enemies, do not deliver me to the will of my adversities, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathed out violence. Once again, he's just showing you they're there, and they're real, and they're not going to stop. They're there, they're real, they're not going to stop. Look, your light's too bright. I can see Christ in every one of you. Sorry. I remember somebody saying one time, if you were laying on a blanket in the dark, looking up at the sky, the devil can look down all over the earth and your light shines so bright he can spot you out. But we don't have to be scared because we know who, that we're overcomers through Jesus Christ. We just have to be aware that we're just in the army. I mean, you know, that's just how it is. Okay, so here we go. We're winding up. I would have lost heart unless I had believed. I love this. That I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, that's pretty powerful. What's your goodness? Everybody has different goodness. All of us are different, even though what do we have in common? We love the Lord with all of our heart. But you will see, I will see, the goodness of God in the land of the living. Wow. Wow. It doesn't say on your way out. It doesn't say, maybe. It doesn't say, reference Moses. It doesn't. It says you will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And then here it is. He's going in for the zinger. This is what you have to do. Don't care if you want to do it or not. Wait. I have waited forever. Forever. On some promises. And they hadn't come to pass yet. But they will. They will. They will. Corrie Ten Boom wrote several books. And in one of her books, she talks about how when she was 5 years old, they prayed for somebody, her family, on the street behind them. And when she was 75, she met the person and they had just gotten saved. Is that a waste? No. I mean, would have been nice, but it wasn't a waste. 75 years later, and they had just gotten saved. His ways aren't our ways, folks. His timing stinks. Sorry, Lord, but okay. He's always right on time. But my time and his time just seem to be like this. You know, as far as that. So you got the weight. Be of good courage. Don't lose your sense of humor. And if you don't have one, go buy one. because you're going to need it to survive. You know, some of us are extroverts, some of us are introverts, but we all make up the body of Christ. An elbow and a chin have nothing in common, but they need each other. And that's what it is with the body. So it's not, I wish I was like her. How come I can't be like him? Quit it. You are amazing. You are remarkable. You're stupendous. You're just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I love that word. I don't have a clue what it means, but it sounds nice. And then we go, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, the word rest has so many different facets to it. So does the word wait. So does the word believe. So does the word, why? Because we serve a God who is multifaceted. And the thing is I'm excited about what is to come. I whine a lot, just my makeup. So when I say transformation, it's like, okay. Because when God said that to my pastor, said it, this is the summer of transformation. Well, a lot of times I always try to figure things out like, okay, January, February, March, that's a season. March, April, May, that's a season. You know, well, he said it at the end of May. And so I'm thinking, I knew right then in my spirit it was going to be June, July, and August. So I said, okay, summer of transformation. And a lady came by, and I make quilts, and she bought a quilt. And she was Methodist. And we're talking about the Lord and everything. She's buying it for a new grandbaby. And I'm sharing with her, and she went, my pastor said last Sunday it's the summer of transformation. And I said, well, there you go. There you go. So June 1st came, and it was a rough day. It was a bad day. It was a no good, very bad day. It was, and everybody I talked to was having a no good, very bad day. Everybody. Out of state. It wasn't just hanging around here. So I knew, I always get excited because it's everybody. It's not just me. So I know it's like global. And it just makes me feel better. It's the little things in life, you know. And if you're having a bad day too, well, thank you. I'm so glad. And so I told God, okay, that was June 1st. And I said, what's the deal? What's the deal? I was all pumped up about summer transformation. And he goes, look up. The definition of transformation. And then I looked it up. It was to totally change. It didn't say morph. It didn't say flutter in. It said total change. And I was like, that's going to be painful. You know? And okay. And so it has been. Well, what is pain for you? What is pain for you? It doesn't have to be physical pain. It can be fear. It can be those whispers that the enemy always is putting in your mind. You know, you're just walking along just fine, and it's just like, psh, psh, psh. And I'll tell you another little ditty somebody told me one time is machine gun prayers. And this really helped me out. Whenever the enemy comes in with a negative thought, you do a machine gun prayer. It's a one-liner, and you either pray one line for your pastors, for God to give them wisdom, or you pray for the drug dealer on the street. Lord, let him come to know you. So as you're being, oh, Lord, let him come to know you. Oh, Lord, let him come to know you. Oh, Lord, give him more wisdom. Oh, 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 give him more wisdom. And eventually he will leave you alone. Now, if someone's around you, they might think you're really weird, but it doesn't matter because it's all about getting to the other side. So machine gun prayers, one liner. None of this long stuff. Do you hear me? One liner. So, because next time I see y'all, whenever that'll be, probably for not a long, long time, but y'all are going to come up to me and you're going to say, oh my gosh, not only did I use that, but I got to share it. Because see, it sets people free. It's another way of just letting it bog us down by those whispers, you know. And you're out of self, right? You're praying for somebody else, you know. Paul will say, pray for her. Don't pray for the drug addict. Pray for her because she wants all the prayer she can get. I know that girl. So, I mean, not really. I'm just picking on her. But I am blessed. I am amazed. I'm going to say it again because I want y'all to know, because I kind of repeat myself, my daughter says, in her eyebrows, y'all are amazing. I mean, the light of Christ in each and every one of y'all is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. You hear me? This is not hard. This is not hard. He is not asking you to do what you can't do. I'm not going to lie to you. In the fine print, yes, you will get out of your comfort zone. But y'all are, I mean, it's like, wow. Wow, this church is the love. The love that you have, the anointing. And y'all don't, I have to repeat it because I can see in some of y'all's faces that you don't realize the magnitude of the anointing that you're carrying. You don't have to work it up. It's there. It's there. And I'm very excited to see what God is going to do next with y'all. So hang on, hang tight. I gave you the disclaimer. I told you it was going to hurt. I don't want to hear any whining. If I can't whine, y'all can't whine. Okay? So until next time, thank you so much. And Lord, I am just asking you right now. Right now, Holy Spirit, I am asking you to increase, increase, increase. I am thanking you, Father God, first and foremost, Lord God, for your hand being upon each and every person here. I am thanking you, Father God, that the plans and the purposes that you have for each person here blows my mind. And Lord, I am asking that you, in the night hours, when their defenses are down, that you show them, you give them a glimpse, you give them a nugget, you whisper, you develop their spirit, Father God, so when they get up in the morning, their soul and their body doesn't stand a chance because their spirit is forward. It is forward, it is facing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and it's saying, I'm ready. I'm asking that you give them ears to hear, a heart to obey, that you are giving them eyes to see in the spirit, that when they walk up to somebody, they can see the darkness around them. And then they can walk past them in obedience to you and turn around and see the light that literally radiates around them for the angels that they have left behind to minister to these people. Father, I thank you for Vidor, Texas. I thank you for the love that is shed abroad in this city, Father God. And I am thanking you, Father God, that this word tonight, I'm asking you to forgive me for everything that I said of Stephanie, and thank you for everything I said of you. And I'm asking you to seal it in their hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank y'all.